Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1308 of our trek, and it is time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek called life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we will strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I have been hurt deeply by those who I love and who are supposed to love me. I wish I could say it is forgiven and forgotten, but it isn't. As much as I've tried, all I feel is the anger and the bitterness. What wise tips can you give me to help me to let go and be free of this angerness and bitterness I have? So today's response will be, forgiveness is freedom. I am very sorry that you're struggling with forgiveness and that you are angry and bitter. You have to realize, though, that without forgiveness, bitterness is all that you have left. Since you didn't specify, I don't know what is causing your pain. Maybe it's a very old wound. Maybe it was a parent that abused you or a mate that betrayed you, and over the years, all you have left is anger and bitterness. Perhaps the wound is fresh. A friend owes you money and just drove by in a brand new car. A boss who hired you with the promise of promotion has forgotten even how to pronounce your name, and you are hurt. There's a dual fire burning in your heart, the fire of anger and bitterness. Although it can be very difficult, as with nearly every situation that we face in life, you do have a choice. Please understand that you are left with a decision. This decision is not based on the offending person asking you for forgiveness. Your decision is not dependent on whether the offending person is even sorry that they hurt you or that they have caused pain in your life. The choice is solely yours. Do you forgive anyway and work on the healing of your soul? Or do you get even and plan retribution? Are you going to allow the hurts to heal, or do you let those hurts turn into hate? Forgiveness is not foolishness. Forgiveness, at its core, is choosing to see your offender with different eyes. How can the recipients of God's grace and forgiveness do anything less? Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 tells us, "Make allowances for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, and you must forgive others." Dare you ask God for grace when you refuse to give it to others? Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is a huge issue in Scripture because it's a huge issue to God. Jesus was tough on sinners who refused to forgive other sinners. Let me share with you an analogy of the damaging effects of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the person that you hate to die. Unforgiveness will eventually kill you and fill you up with anger and bitterness. Another analogy on the positive effect of forgiveness is, forgiveness is setting a captive bird free and then realizing that you were that captive bird. Remember the story of a servant who was freshly forgiven a debt of millions but refused to forgive a significant but much smaller debt owed to him by a fellow servant. His unwillingness to forgive stirred the wrath of God. Jesus makes clear his verdict on the unforgiving servant. Let me read that parable so that you'll understand the importance of forgiveness in every area of your life. The parable is found in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came and asked him, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times?" "No, Not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of the debtors was brought to him who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife and children, and everything he owned, to pay the debt. The man fell down before his master and begged him, "Please be patient with me, I will pay it all." Then the master was filled with pity for him, and released him and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few $1,000s. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged him for a little more time. "Please be patient with me, I will pay it," he pleaded. But the creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until his debt could be paid in full. When the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. The king called in the man who had been forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?" Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. In the final sum, we give grace freely because we have been given grace. We have been given grace so we can freely give it. See your enemies, family, and friends as God's children and revenge as God's job. Let me close with one final verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. "Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you." And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,307 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.